Praise the Lord, good morning.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. And we will read verse 7 and 8. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful day you give us. We thank you, Lord, you enable us to be gathered, Lord. Thank you for your blood that shed on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago, so that we'll be saved, O Lord. We thank you and we adore you and we worship you, O Lord. Thank you for everything you give to us, the gift of prayers, your word, the leading of the Holy Spirit, the eternal life, the bliss that we have in heaven that prepare for us. Even here on earth while we are still here, Lord, you are with us in every moment, difficult and hardship and trials and problems. You are there with us always. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Jesus. O Lord, we ask to bless our prayers and lead us what we pray for. Let's confess our sins and our trespass so that we can enter the most holy place with a clear conscience so that we can serve God. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation we receive from you. Thank you, Lord, for the clear conscience that you give us, even now as we come to serve you, to worship you in our lives, in every moment in our misery. We thank you, Lord, for the clear conscience. We thank you for purifying us from all unrighteousness. Let's now present to the Lord our request and petition, with thanksgiving and without worries, present them into the hands of the King of Kings to give what is due and what is the best for us. Hear our prayers, our petitions, Lord. Hear our requests, Lord. Hear us as we pray. Thank you, Lord. With thanksgiving, we present our request. We trust you, Lord, that you will answer us. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray for one another now. If you know any brother or sister, or any person who is in problem or difficulties, pray. Pray for her, pray for him. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lead us. For your name's sake, Lord Jesus. As we pray now for our families, thank you, Lord, for answering all our prayers. Let's pray for your spouse, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. It's time for prayers. Let's ask and receive. Let us seek and find. Let us knock the door and it shall be opened to us. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us, Lord. Bless the families and pray for salvation for those who are unsaved. I pray each family to serve you, to put their faith into practice, to read your word, to apply your word in their life, to be diligent in doing whatever you require of them, to evangelize. I pray for each family to reach new people for Christ, their neighborhood, in the name of Jesus. I pray for parents to be obedient to you, Lord, to discipline their children, O God, to teach them your ways, and to raise them up as a disciple of yours. I pray for children to be obedient to their parents, O God. Hear our prayers and bless the families. Pray now for your job, your income, the place that you are working. Lord, bless all our brethren, the place that they are working, their jobs and their income. Lord, I pray you bless these companies for their sake, the schools, restaurants, and hospitals, whatever factory, whatever place they are working. We pray, Lord, that you bless, you provide, and help them to shine, to be a good testimony to others, that through them they will know you, O God. They will speak your words, O God, with courage. I pray every one of them to be committed to bring what is due for you from tithes and offering and first fruits. You make a way, Lord. You make a way, O God. Bless the places. I pray for those who are not receiving their salaries. I pray you provide for their place of work so that they can give them on time. O God, I pray for those who are not working, provide them job and income in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our neighborhood, your friends, your contacts, your colleagues, our relatives, our friends in other places, also our relative back home, and the people that we in contact with through the media, that we will do all what we can to bring the word of God to them. We pray, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that your salvation will flow, O God, through our lives, O God, to them. Pray for people to be saved, people to give their life unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, enable us to bring others to you, Lord. I pray to convict the people, to come and worship you, to honor the Sabbath, to honor the church that you place them, O God. Pray for revival. I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit, O God, to those who are sitting home and they know, O Lord, that there's a place for worship and they belong to it. Convict with the Holy Spirit. They will come to you in repentance and save you. In the name of Jesus, enable us to reach people, O God, from all our contacts, to make a new disciple, O God, to plant a new Bible studies, a new congregation for your church. Let's pray for the nation of Ukraine. Let's pray for the war to stop. Let's pray for our loved one there to be protected. Lord, stop this war. Stop it, don't allow any nuclear weapon to be used. Stop it, O God. All those who are sending weapons, stop them in the name of Jesus. You make a way, Lord. Let this war stop and cease right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of demons and war and fighting, we come against it, we rebuke you. Out in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the nation of Sri Lanka that whatever economic collapse there should be, it will be reversed, situation become better. And we pray for the sake of our brothers and sisters there. Relieve them, O God. Make the situation better. O Lord, hear our prayer for Sri Lanka. Bless our congregation there and help them, sustain them, provide for them. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church. The place that God has put his church here. Let's pray for UAE. Let's pray for Oman. The other places the church extends to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, also America, Sierra Leone, Armenia, the other places that the church has expanded through individual members, through families, through congregations. Let's pray that God give us favor in all these places. God provide the needs of the church. God, whatever office we need, we trust you, Lord. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will work. Provision, your hand is not short. You need to be the one to enable us, Lord, to do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray we commit ourselves as a church in all these places, that you allow us to expand in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, America, Australia. We pray, Lord, that we will be a good testimony to others, that we will abide with the laws of these countries and will be good citizens, and we will also obey your word, O God, and preach without fear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, to reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus with vision and dreams, and make the mystery of Christ revealed to them, O God. You help us, you guide us, you lead us to evangelize. Let's pray for the church to grow. Pray for yourself to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Give us, Lord, the spiritual gifts that we need, especially the gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, and whatever gifts of teaching, prophesying, exhorting, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, whatever we need, Lord, you provide for us so that we can go and serve you and do the work of yours faithfully. O Lord, help us. We pray you fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication, peace with implementing the whole will of God. And we commit ourselves, Lord, to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we'll be our true disciples of yours. Lord, we commit ourselves to be having more love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, and perseverance, long-suffering, patience, faithfulness, generosity, humility, Lord. We pray that we'll exercise forgiveness, perseverance, self-control, sound mind. For this what we receive from you, Lord, we pass it to others around us. Let your name be lifted up. Let people see in our lives, O God. Bless all the existing ministry, Lord. Bless the church, school, the worship ministry, the publications, the translations, the different languages that that you are sending your word in, English, Arabic, Tagalog, Urdu, Hindi, Lord, and whatever languages. I pray for more expansion and more grace. Bless the church clinic, the church banking. Bless, Lord, all the Bible studies, all the families. Bless the youth and children ministry and the parents. Bless the woman. Bless the men. I pray for each and every individual will be blessed and will be a fruitful tree in your house, bringing disciples, bringing fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. Truly, God, you are the one will enable us to go on. Along the years, you have been with us, O God, and even today, O Lord. As we commit ourselves to serve you, we trust that you are the same God. We are with your people from the beginning until now, until the time you come to take us. Here we are, Lord. We commit ourselves to serve you, O God. We are ready, preparing ourselves to meet you, O God. Perfect us, O God. Lead us to accomplish what you want us to accomplish. And Lord, we pray for our service today. Bless our worship, Lord. Bless all the items of our worship, the service, the prayers, Lord, the songs, the instruments, our voices, our hearts, the message. We wait for you to speak to us. You guide us. You unite us. I pray for unity in the church, one mind and one thought, and one vision and one purpose, O God, around you, Lord, to move on in serving you, Lord. We pray you help us and you guide us. And I know this recording and make it reach, Lord, the places that you wanted to be reached, O God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord.
Worship His majesty. Purpose why I am living. Thank you, God, for the hope. Continue
As we are sitting as a present, let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits and bring them to the storehouse of God, so there will be food in the house of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you give us. We bless you, Lord. We adore you. We thank you for your provision, your help, and your support in our lives. Thank you for our jobs and incomes and salaries. And here we are, Lord, bringing to you what belong to you, from tithes and offering and first fruit. O God, look up from heaven, O Lord, and bless your people who obey you, Lord, and pour out so much blessing that you will have no place to keep. And Lord, I pray that you will be the devourer. And Lord, whatever pestilence, penalties, fines, accident, stealing, tax, abuse, taking advantage, rebuke it all right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that all nations, let them know that we are blessed by you. And Lord, bless this amount of money, multiply it and use it to reach the lost and those who are away from you. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We bless you. Even we pray to anoint the rest of the worship, the message, and speak to us your word. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Let's open now our Bible. In the book of Luke. And let's read it from verse 11, chapter 17. We will continue what the Lord did with those 10 lepers. And we studied last week that one of them came back, book of Luke, chapter 17. And verse 11 to verse 19. Let's read. And after that, we'll go to the message. What the Lord done further with the person who came back. Faithfulness and gratefulness rewarded by the Lord. Those who are faithful and grateful, they are rewarded. And those who are not faithful and grateful, those who will not come back, they will not be rewarded by the Lord. And it came to pass, that's verse 11, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give the glory to God, save the stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word. Anoint my lips and put verses and scriptures and statement to encourage and to teach your church, your people, your ways and your commands. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever the purpose of sending this word of yours to your church shall be accomplished. And raise up many faithful workers and rewards from you. And raise up more mission fields and areas and ministries that you ordain for your faithful church and your faithful people. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God is always faithful to us. Certain time, what God is doing in your life, you can see it clearly. But even when we are missing things by our eyes, but still we receive it by faith. God is faithful, and by faith we receive from the Lord the things, the good things that He had done or is doing in our life. So even when you don't see, even when you don't see, that does not mean that God is not doing. God is still doing good things for you, and that is here. Our decision to become faithful to God, to be grateful to God, to be obedient to God, to fear the Lord, should be continuous, because God continually doing miracles and wonders and good things in your life. Even when you don't see, that does not mean God is not working. And that is an invitation for us today. There's encouragement for you that to continue to take a decision that you will be faithful to the Lord along the way. You know, to be faithful to God, you know, this person who came back, he showed faithfulness and he was rewarded by the Lord. He was rewarded, and we will respond how God rewarded him. How he is different from other men who did not come back. You know, to be faithful to God is a good reinforcement. We are reinforced by a good things from the Lord when we are faithful to Him. We discern the good things that He gives us. We discern more the blessings that He bestows in our life when we are faithful to God. Those who are unfaithful, who are just receiving a blessing and go away, they forsake many blessings. But those who come back, this Samaritan who came back, you know, you may ask, what is the difference between the nine and the one? All of them receive healing. All of them, they get restored to their families, their places. But, you know, if we read Luke 17, verse 19, and he said unto him, that is Jesus. Jesus said unto that man, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This Jesus, he did not say this statement to the other man, but he said only to that faithful who came back to him. Those who are faithful to the Lord, they will receive the following. We will go to verse 19 and respond word by word. And he said unto him, Jesus said unto him, arise. The word arise, you know, when the Lord told him arise, it means that he lifted him up and let him stand on his ground. He told him arise. It means that he was arise from weakness into power. And that's where when we are faithful to the Lord, God will make us arise with the strength, with the approval, with the anointing, with the courage, and with the strength of the Lord to go forward and do the works of God. The word arise, let's go to Book of Numbers, chapter 23. You know, when Balak called Balaam to curse the people of God, but he was not able to do anything because God to protect His people. And Balaam, let's read from verse 20 to verse 24 what he said, and we'll get one statement about the word arise. Numbers chapter 23, verse 20 to verse 24. Behold, I have received commandment to bless. Hallelujah. And he hath blessed it, and I cannot reverse it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Arise. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of the king is among them. Hallelujah. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, strength of an unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination, no witchcraft against the faithful, against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? Verse 24, behold, These people shall rise up. Hallelujah. That's what he said. These people shall rise up. These people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. When he taught this, when he taught the man, arise, arise, he will arise with power and authority. Like here, a lion, a young lion, to arise. And here, when we are faithful to the Lord, we arise with the power and the anointing and the approval of God to go forward and to combat witchcraft, conspiracy, whether from devil or men, and we'll combat wickedness because we have the authority from the Lord. We have the anointing and the power from God, and that is the value of being faithful to the Lord. We will arise from weakness to power, from fear to strength, to courage, to boldness to go and serve the Lord. In the book of Joshua, the word arise or rise up. When he told him, arise, oh, wow, approval. God had approved that man who came back. But those nine who take the blessing, many people, they will take the blessing and they will go away. But they will not hear the word arise. Arise. Arise, Church of God. Arise, faithful people of God, to do the work of Him. In the book of Joshua, in chapter 8, when the Lord enabled Joshua to get the city of Ai, Joshua chapter 8, and we will read verse 1 to 7, when God make a ambush, taught him how to make ambush. We rise up with the strategies that God given to us as a church to go on and do the work of Him faithfully. Joshua chapter 8, verse 1 to 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise. Hallelujah, arise. Go up to Ai, see I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai and his people, and his city, and his land, hallelujah. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king, only the spoil thereof, the spoil thereof, and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourself. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lie in wait against the city. Even behind the city, go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city, and it shall come to pass when they come out against us, and as at the first, that we will flee before them, for they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, they flee before us as at the first. Therefore we will flee before them. Then ye shall rise up. Hallelujah. Ye shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it unto your hand. The word here, when he said to the lepers, arise, it means rise up from hiding a place. Let us rise up from where we are now, from hiding, to conquer, to get whatever God had ordained for us to have. Let us rise up with a new strategy that the Lord had given us with the authority, with the anointing, to crush all the power of darkness. And as Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, when Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." God had given us authority to trample over snakes, scorpions, witchcraft, magics, power of darkness, spirit. We are equipped by the Lord as we are faithful. When he said to the man who came back, "Arise," that is the equipment of the Lord, the ordination of God, the anointing of God over this man. Arise. And as Apostle Paul say in the book of Romans, chapter 16 and verses 20, he say, And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The Lord will enable us to crush the power of darkness, Satan and his power, and our enemies will be destroyed, and our enemies will be defeated. And as we read in Psalm 20 and verse 8, Psalm 20 and verse 8, he say, they are brought down. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen. Hallelujah. We are risen and stand upright. When he says, "Arise," to the faithful people, they will continue to arise, and our enemies, they will be down, trodden. Those who are unfaithful, they will not be able to arise. And that is the value of being faithful to the Lord. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. And we will read also about the word right in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60 and verse 1. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Rise and shine. Yes, that's when Jesus told the man, "Arise, arise and shine." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer, for everything you give us and provide for us. And also, when the word arise, we can find it also in the book of Ezra. In the book of Ezra, when the Israelites, they were unfaithful, when they married non-believers, and finally God gave the commission to his servant Ezra to arise, and we will arise also to deal with the unlawful marriages that is spread by the authority and by the power of God in the book of Ezra chapter 10 and verse 1 to verse 5. Ezra chapter 10 verse 1 to 5. Now, when Ezra had prayed, and we had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women, and children, for the people were very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning these things. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that trample at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. And verse 4, with the atonement, arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We also will be with thee. Be of good courage and do it. Then arose Israel, and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they should do according to this word, and they swear. The word arise here. We can arise to deal with sin and wickedness and with the issues of the unlawful marriages. Going back to the book of Luke and chapter 17 and verse 19. See here, the man who came back, the Lord told him, arise. He not only told him, arise. And we explain about this. He told him, arise, go thy way. Go. God sent him. God commissioned him to go. And to go is for us to go and make disciples. We receive anointing and authority and strength and courage to move forward, to make disciples, to the faithful, the Lord say, go. And we can read the mandate of this commission in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. And he said unto them, Go ye unto all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We have authority from God to go and evangelize and preach and start Bible study and start discipleship. That is the commission that we receive from God. Go, arise, and go their way to preach the gospel, to evangelize, to reach new people. You know, those who are faithful, they are the right people to go and evangelize. With the grace of God, should be accompanied by repentance. Those who are repentant and those who are faithful to God, showing that by turning back, showing that by their obedience, showing that by the fear of the Lord, showing that by the wisdom, and showing that by praising God, showing that by faithfulness to come back to Him. They are the very right people to go and evangelize and make disciples, because they will tell all the good things that God had done, and they'll be the one to teach the people the right things that the Lord wants each and every one of us to do. In the book of Luke, God sent the 70. We will read that in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 16. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 16. Let's read how he sent those 70, the faithful. God will continue to send the faithful people to do the work of God. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and a place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whomsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking, such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the cities of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despises you despises me, and he that despises me despises him that sent me. What we learn here, when we are faithful, we'll be sent by the Lord to do the work of God. And always it is a privilege, it is a blessing, it is a good discretion to be faithful to God, because we'll be sent by the Lord, we'll be considered worthy, we will be considered fit to the work of God. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God calling us to be faithful, so we'll be commissioned to be sent into the mission field. Arise and go. Arise from weakness to power. Arise from weakness, from hiding, up to do the tactics of the Lord and do the things of God. To arise, to face wickedness, to go and make disciples and preach the Gospels, and to baptize and to teach the people, to evangelize, to tell them about the Lord, about His command, and whatever He wants us to teach them and to tell them. Going back to Luke chapter 17 and verse 19, what the Lord said more to the man who came back. Because you may ask, what is the benefit of being faithful? What is the value of being faithful? What I am receiving more than those who did not come back? The Lord said to him, "Go." He told him, "Arise, go thy way, and then thy faith hath made thee whole, made you well." You know, those nine who received the healing as this man. They have received physical healing, but they are spiritually unwell, they are unwhole. Many people who are unfaithful, the unfaithful, they come to the Lord and they will receive material blessings, they will receive certain time, even spiritual blessings, but after that, no more. They are unwell in their life. What will happen? They receive the blessing of God, they get relief, they go away. Since they are unwell, since they are unfaithful, God will not tell them, your faith made you whole. They are defective. Next coming a problem, they will fall down. And they cannot manage their life. So what is the scenario of the unfaithful? Listen to this. The faithful, even there's trials in their life, they will continue. They can manage. They can manage. Because your faith had made you whole. But the unfaithful, what happened? When a problem finished, another problem, they fall in, they got also, cannot manage. Because they are unfaithful. And God will allow that because He wants them to turn back and to come back to Him. While the faithful people, they are not. They are whole. Their faith made you whole. They have courage. They have anointing. We have strength. We have moving from strength to strength, glory to glory, victory to victory, conquering and receiving and getting what the Lord had bestowed for us and on us to do the work of the Lord. Now, it's a challenge for us. Amen. It's a challenge, even as I'm delivering the message, it's a challenge for me to continue to be faithful, not to get discouraged. Faithfulness should be our decision today, to live our life for the Lord, because we will be rewarded by God. Arise and go. Arise and go, your faith made you whole. Yes, Lord. By faith we receive it. Let's all stand in His presence. Let us take that decision and adopt the style of faithfulness. Many unfaithful, they receive the blessing and they go away. They receive even spiritual blessing and they go away. But they are unfaithful and they will be stuck with the next coming problem. They cannot manage their life, and they will continue like that, continue stagnant, unless they will come back to the Lord and become faithful to Him. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word that makes things clear. I commit myself, Lord, to you, to be faithful, O God, to return back in repentance. Come, repent, renounce your sins, your lack of commitment, your disobedience, renounce them. Renounce your lack of fear of God, your unwillingness to serve the Lord. Repent of all these sins. Come to God and worship Him and serve Him, proclaiming His goodness to you. And commit your life at His feet. Tell Him, Lord, I will serve you. I will worship you. Lord, help, Lord, and guide and strengthen in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God. Help me, Lord, in my life. I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me, O God. I commit my life to you to save you, Lord. Fill me, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. I pray, O God, that your Holy Spirit will fall upon us, upon your church, upon your people, upon those of brethren, the faithful who came back to you, returning to you, come to the Lord. Come, it is early, come back, be faithful to Him. Arise. Arise and go. Your faith has made you whole. Let your spirit, O God, let the commission of you fall on us, on your church. Thank you, Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost work in our midst.
Let your Spirit come, let your will be done, let your presence fall on me. Christ, you set me free, you're my liberty, let your presence fall on me.
Oh God, let your Holy Spirit fall on us to crush all the work of Satan. We go forward, Lord, by your strength to crush all witchcraft, sin and worldliness and corruption, manipulation and hypocrisy by your power, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, take your word and spread it, oh God. Let the anointing upon your church and your people, oh God, all your servants who committed their life to you, who came back to you, Lord, and not each and every one of us to go on and save you. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we'll not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Just Lord, pray. the courts there.